holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
To stay in sin and make excuses, you cannot do that.
Be Holy.
All right, we're back with Be Holy. Listen, last week we talked about hypocrites, first class hypocrites. And so that's where we're going to pick up on this week, where we are. Where are we?
Matthew 15, verse 8.
Yeah.
This people draweth nigh unto me
this
with their mouth.
This people draws close to me with their mouth.
Uh-huh. And honoreth me with their lips.
They honor him with their lips.
But their heart is far from me.
If that ain't what I see happening on television and on the internet, I see so many people who say they love God and how wonderful God is, and God is to be praised, and God is to be honored, and God is just so much and so much and so much, but yet he's not so much for them to stop sinning. He is not God enough to keep them from sin. Do you understand that? He does everything. He comes from heaven down to earth, take away your sins, and you still stay in sin and say he's the Lord. That don't sound right. You can't just sit there and say how good God is and you remain in sin. You don't know how good he is. You haven't tasted of the heavenly gift. And the longer you stay in sin, the less you won't be able to get close enough to the heavenly gift. And therefore, with your mouth, you glorify him and say honorable things, but your heart is the dark and evil, seduced, just deceived and delusional. And it can't be any better. It can't be any better because it can't receive what it's supposed to receive because you're not right. It can't happen. You are supposed to honor God, supposed to repent from sin, supposed to be baptized, supposed to receive God in you as the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. You're supposed to receive him so that you will have a river of living water. But you continue to stay in sin and make excuses. You cannot do that. God is offended with that. He says that you come close and honor him with your lips, but your heart ain't right. That's what he says. And I'm just repeating I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. Read on. Read that part again.
This people draws nigh unto me with their mouth,
mm-hmm,
and honors me with their lips,
mm-mm,
but their heart is far from me.
And Jesus said this, what I say to one, I say to all. And that same verse is more alive today than when it was happening in his day, because people continue to do this thing. They say they love God, but they stay in sin and then say God understands. That can't be true because God has told us to repent. And he's making a point about it right now. God is saying this. He's the one bringing up, you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is all wrong. He can't take your mouth and your heart because your heart is wrong. So when your heart's wrong, he can't take your mouth. Okay, here you go. If his praise is in our mouths, right? and our heart is wrong, that can't be his praise, because what's in the heart is what comes out, is what you speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you're trying to worship God and step on the wrong side. You're trying to worship God and stay in sin. You're trying to worship God and keep your sinner friends. That's called being a hypocrite. Say it with me. Hypocrite. That's what you are. And if it's not you, you know somebody just like this at your job. You know somebody like this at your church. They sit there and they wonder and say their grace over their food, but they still make plans to get into sin every Friday night, calling before they leave work, setting it up. God is not pleased with that. And we see that in the scriptures. Read on.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
But in vain, they do worship me.
In vain, they do worship me. That's what you're doing. You're worshiping him in vain. And anything done in vain is no good. You have to worship him the right way. In truth and in spirit. If the spirit is in you, then you can worship. But you can't even say Jesus is the Lord without the Holy Ghost. And you're in church, trying to have church, saying all that you've ever heard church people say. But for some reason, it's not in you. And God can tell.
Teaching for doctrines,
mm-hmm.
the commandments of men.
See that? Teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. The commandments of men. What's a commandment of men? Oh, okay. I'll give you an example. If you pay this evangelist or this television evangelist so much money, God will bless you. That's a commandment of men. God never said that. If you send money in to, if you give $500 in an offering, God's going to give you $500 back. Plus interest in 30 days. Those are commandments of men. Those things are not true. I don't care how much you need the money and how much it sounds good when you're standing in front of everybody and everybody rejoices. That is not true. Those are commandments of men. The commandments of God are actually written. The commandments of God have everything to do with us not sinning. Has nothing to do with us giving money to get money. See, this thing has turned into some type of a scheme of some sort. You need money, so won't you give me your $500? And let's hope that God's gonna do something in 30 days to triple that 500. See that? Triple your 500. So when God don't triple your 500, who are you gonna blame? You're going to blame God, because the man actually told you that. And you were in church when he said it, or he was on television when you said it, or she was on television when she said it. And you believed it. Commandments of men do not help us. We're going after the commandments of God. Read on.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he called the multitude and said unto them,
mm-hmm.
hear and understand.
Yeah.
Not that which goes into the mouth defileth a man,
mm-hmm.
but that which comes out of the mouth that defiles a man.
See that? When your heart is wrong and you're trying to worship God, that makes you defiled. That, remember, he just said it. What defiles is what comes out. And we know what's in the heart is what's going to come out. In other words, you can't say things like, I love God and God is great, but then curse in the next breath. That's of the devil. We don't do that. God's people don't curse. God's people don't give blessings and cursings at the same time, out of the same mouth. We don't do that. But those of you who make excuses and continue to do it, guess what you are? You're a hypocrite. That's what you are. And if you think God don't see it, if you think God understands and just going to smile and rub your shoulders, that's not what he's doing. He just called all those people to telling them to learn this. Look at this. What defiles you is what comes out of your mouth, not what goes in. Even if you're eating dirt, dirt is not what's going to defile you. It's the dirt that comes out of your mouth that defiles you.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Then came the disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?
Good. Good. They say Jesus didn't offend people. Isn't that what it said?
Yes.
Read that again. Let's see if they understand that Jesus did offend people.
Then came the disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended?
Who was offended?
The Pharisees.
Who were offended? The Pharisees. Listen, if you agree with Jesus, you don't get offended by what we're saying. You don't get offended. When you agree with Jesus, you don't get offended by Jesus. But if you don't agree with Jesus, everything he says is going to offend you. Everything that he says is going to offend you.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath planted shall be rooted up.
Every plant that was what?
Planted.
Mm-hmm.
Shall be rooted up.
Okay, go ahead.
Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind.
So in other words, blind people lead other blind people. Blind people don't lead people who have sight. Huh? Listen, blind people can't lead people who have sight. Let's just bring it on home. You don't understand what we're talking about because you're blind. But if you do understand what we're saying, then you have sight. You don't follow Jesus blind. You can't. You have to have sight. And those Pharisees did not have sight. That's why he said, the blind lead the blind. The only the people who are blind are going to follow them. God's people won't follow blind people. That's how I know we can go anywhere and preach this and get God's people right behind us and following us.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.